A Broadway musical is over for the audience in 3 hours or fewer. For the creators, it is usually years in the making. Just think about the painstaking work that goes into the characters, the plot, the music, the lyrics, or not. It turns out you can make something like a Broadway musical in the course of an evening. Our first guest should know because she and some fellow performers do it all the time. The show Broadway's Next Hit Musical comes to the Criterion Theater in Medford Thursday, February 19th. It's a musical made with the audience's help in a single performance. Deborah Bai is one of the founding performers in the company. She's also the co-artistic director with Rob Schiffman, and she's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Jeff. How you doing?
Good. It's very good to have you here. This is something that intrigued us. It first cropped up in our first Friday Arts segment a few days ago, and the folks at the Criterion couldn't have enough answers to the questions I was peppering them with about this. So here you are. You wear a lot of hats in this roadshow. How did this all get started?
Well, you know, me and my co-artistic director, Rob Schiffman, we both have been improvising for a very long time, performance improvisation in lots of different companies, as with the rest of our company members. And because of the different incarnations of the shows we've been in, we decided to come together and work on musical improvisation, which we had done separately in other companies and together in other companies. But we decided to focus on this one area of improvisation, which, you know, was interesting to us. And hence we have this show.
So how is the show structured?
Well, the first half of the show is sort of like an awards show. So if you've ever heard of the Tony Awards.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, this is the Phony Awards. So we have the audience come in, and in the lobby, they write down a made-up song title. And that's actually a very important part of the show because sometimes people either get confused or maybe they think it would be better to write a real song title, but we actually want them to be never created before. And people put them in the fishbowl, and then our MC opens the show and presents each of the presenters who come up on stage, and they present a nominated song. And that nominated song is one that is pulled out from the fishbowl in front of the audience's eyes and created on the spot, right in that moment. And there are four of those selections. Then the audience chooses, by voting, which one they like the best, and the cast goes backstage for about 5 minutes just to change costumes into costumes. And then we come back and present that entire musical, including the winning song, once again, which was just improvised moments ago.
Wow, this sounds really, really hard.
It's like magic. And I'm in it, so I can tell you it is like magic.
So the songs are made up on the fly.
Absolutely. The music, the lyrics, the melody, the concepts of the shows. We don't have a playbook, you know, backstage like some people, like football playbooks, you know, we're going to do this play.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that. We don't have a set of lyrics or go-to characters or worlds that we set our musicals in. We really allow ourselves to be inspired in front of the audience. That's the joy for us and maybe the fear for the audience in watching us create on the fly like that, but that's where our joy comes from.
I have to believe at least the melodies are something you have in a playbook, though, because, I mean, I can't imagine how you'd be able to sing the notes and everything.
No, our pianists, our musical directors, are some of the finest musicians, having worked on Broadway, written their own musicals, and they also are allowing themselves to be inspired by the suggestions. And we do work together quite often, so we do have rehearsals, but our rehearsals are not to rehearse plot points or melodies. They're to work on the skills of working together. So we don't work on the specifics of like, oh, this song is going to go like this. We work on how do I listen to you better? How do I support what you're already doing better? That's the work of an improviser, both a musician and a singer.
Improv is certainly fun to watch. It can be really tricky to do, though, and I can imagine you're adding several degrees of difficulty by throwing music in there, too. I mean, does this strike some performers as stage suicide, Deb?
I think you're right. You've really given it a colorful term, and I think that's true. I think a lot of performers who maybe are more comfortable with the written word, you know, they're very comfortable interpreting something that already exists, that when they're faced with the idea of nothing, no concept, nothing predetermined, it's like no limitation, and that can be really frightening. But for us, like I said, it's our joy to work within the confines of music and the structure of songs and the chord progressions and the melodies and the rhyming and the syncopation. That's exciting for us to, you know, bend those rules, play with them, break them. That's fun for us.
Deborah Bai is the co-artistic director and performer in the Operation Broadway's Next Hit Musical. Operation, I make it sound like surgery. Broadway's Next Hit Musical is coming to the Criterion Theater Thursday, February 19th. You can visit with us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Do things happen during the show? I have to believe that, you know, when you're trying to keep a couple of things juggled, you know, the ideas for how you're going to move this new musical ahead and everything, that you might, you know, have people lapsing into different accents, or you suddenly change the setting for it or anything like that.
Yeah, there are sometimes some hilarious little mistakes that happen, but that's, as an improviser, we consider those mistakes to be the gift of improvisation. So when somebody is supposed to have a Scottish accent and it comes out a little bit more Jamaican, yeah, that's kind of hilarious for the audience, but it's also funny for us too. So it's a really fun and funny show to watch people working together in this way, creating comedy and melodies. And we love those little mistakes, those little gaffes that happen. And what better way to handle them than improvisation?
Absolutely. I noticed from video offerings on your website that this has been done in smaller venues like bars. Is it more or less daunting to perform the show in a big space with no alcohol served in the room?
That's a great question. You know, this show has its origins in the theater. It actually started in the theater, where it was not like a cabaret setup. And then if you've been to New York City, those theaters are wonderful, but so expensive and hard to be in sometimes. So we were relegated to going back into sort of the cabaret world, where things got a lot smaller. And so, yes, we have definitely performed on some of those smaller stages. But having the opportunity to perform in some of the most beautiful theaters in America, these grand, you know, old places, it is such a love. It's wonderful. And it really gives us the chance to spread our wings, you know, to use the space and to use our bodies more and dance and, you know, move in a bigger way, which is great for us. We love it.
There's dance, too?
Yes, there is dance, too.
Wow.
I can't characterize that dance. I have to let you decide for yourself when you see it if we call it dancing or not. I don't know, but we call it dance.
Okay, it's movement anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So you mentioned that you and Rob Schiffman both have been doing improv for a long time. Were you part of the original company of Broadway's Next Hit Musical?
Yes, I am one of the co-creators. So I am one of the last of the Mohicans, as it were, as this show has had a couple of forms. You know, we sort of had changed the format, trying to make it the best show that it could be. And so I've been here for all of its incarnations. So kind of one of the last of the Mohicans of that. But yeah, since its inception, I have been a part of this show. And he and I basically work together in the artistic direction of the show, sort of taking care of the quality, what it looks like, what it feels like, what the audience experiences, and what our improvisers focus on in the show.
It really is. I mean, you have to really trust the people you're on stage with, don't you? Because there's a lot of like, okay, well, I have to go with what that person just raised
right
here. I can't say no and say, no, it's like this instead.
Exactly. Well, you've hit on something very important in improvisation, which is that element of trust and group mind, that our effort is to try to, of course, you can't think the same thoughts as somebody else, but we try to work so well together with such a deep level of trust that it looks like we are thinking the same thing, that of course that thing had to happen, even though it was a surprise to both people. But the way that we accept it makes it look as if, you know, it's pre-planned, which is something that happens a lot. People often ask us after seeing the show, they'll say, so how many times have you done that show? And we go, well, we just did it that one time you saw it. And they go, oh, sure. But how about the other times? And it's sometimes really hard to believe that what you're seeing has never been done before because of the level of trust and that performance confidence, that putting it out there as if it has already been written.
It seems like some of this would come from a difference in dynamic in the room. I mean, you're going to find different people in the room in Medford, Oregon than you did the night before in Lapeer, Michigan.
That is true. And it really has been interesting to sort of see the dynamics of the different audiences based on their age, based on where they live, based on their access to comedy or live theater. And that it kind of determines how they react to us. Sometimes they're a little quiet, but you can tell they're enjoying it. Sometimes they're rowdier and they're loving it. They make sure that you know how much they love it. But we really have had wonderful positive experiences across the country. Really, people seem to enjoy our show, which is great.
Deborah Byers with Broadway's next hit musical coming to the Criterion in Medford next week. She's the co-artistic director with Rob Schiffman, one of the founders and certainly a performer in there as well. 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. So, Deb, have there been nights when you took the audience suggestions for titles out of the jar and went, oh, boy?
Oh, yes. We've had quite a few of those situations. For one thing, our show is a family show. It's a general audience's show. And so sometimes people in the audience, they get it in their mind that they want to try to be a little clever or a little, you know, blue with their material. So that's the first hurdle that we sometimes have to deal with. We'll pull something out of the fishbowl that's inappropriate. And so you have to kind of throw that fish back because we're not going to do that. We kind of hold ourselves to a higher standard. And then sometimes you'll pull something out that when you look at it, it's just not inspiring. I cannot put it to you any better than that. Either it's something that is so common or it's purposely trying to be overly clever or funny that when just the point of saying it, that's kind of as funny as it's ever going to get. Just saying it out loud. So you kind of feel like you're Sisyphus pushing a rock up a hill. It's like, well, this is just not going to get better, is it? But you have to persist and hope. And then the other thing is people's handwriting is sometimes a challenge. I know for me, I don't wear glasses on stage, but sometimes when I'm trying to read what people have written, it is the biggest challenge of the show, honestly.
Do you ever turn to the audience and say, what were you trying to write here?
Exactly. What is this chicken scratch? I don't know. Did you not learn penmanship? So, yeah.
But by contrast, there must be times, though, when you pull something out of the jar and think, wow, I really struck it rich with this title.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Each of us have had that experience where, you know, we come on stage, and again, when you put your hand in that bowl, it's filled with opportunity and perhaps terror in there. I don't know. And so when you pull something out that when you look at it, it suggests a world to you, you know, creatively, or it suggests a time period in history, or it suggests a particular character that you can play, it is such a gift. It's so exciting. We recently did a musical that was set on Mount Olympus, and I don't remember how we came to that, but the person who had introduced it, whatever title they had received, it just really suggested that world to them. If I would have pulled that title, it didn't suggest that to me, but for their creative point of view, that is what spoke to them, and it was very exciting.
Is there a limit to the number of times you can do this in a week? I would think that after like four road shows in a week, you'd want to sleep for the next two or something.
Boy, have you got that right. It's it's not so much the doing of the shows that can be challenging. It's sometimes literally just the travel to get there, depending upon where we are and what kind of terrain we're covering to get there. But I could do this show, you know, two times a day, every day for the rest of my life. I love our show. It's exciting, it's new, and it's fresh every time, not just for the audience, but for the performers. And like I said, that's what makes it exciting for us. You cannot rest on your laurels. Just like in sports, you're only as good as your last time up to bat. Same thing for us. You know, it's always a challenge when we get up there. What song title are we going to get? What music is going to happen? What story are we going to tell? It's incredibly exciting.
I'm still curious about the song part, though. I mean, do you look at the musician or musicians? I'm not sure how many have it. And,
we have a pianist.
Okay.
Pianist.
All right. So do you look at the pianist and say, this seems like more of a you know, a medieval sort of piece, or, you know, give me a harpsichord sound or something.
Right. Good question. So what happens is when we announce what the song title is and then we set it in a musical, you know, we make up where that musical is or what it's about, that can sometimes suggest the musical style. You know, if I get a song title that says something like Boppin' Down the Avenue, that might make me think either of the 1950s or the 1920s. So that can inform our musician. If I say it's a 1950s style musical, that's going to inform the musical choices that our pianist makes. But if I kind of leave it in a current day, you know, it's a of today, that really also leaves them with a different set of opportunities to discover and create the music for us. But I will be honest with you, we love to set our musicals in different worlds, like, and different time periods, different kind of genres. And in doing that kind of specifically, it does help with the musician's choices about what kind of music to play. It's never like we look at them and go, you know, come play number 158, nothing like that. But it is fun if we set something in a time period because we can explore the music of that time period.
Sounds like a lot of fun. You got to remember the Criterion Theater is where Ginger Rogers performed in her teenage years.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
It's fun. So Deborah Bai is the co-artistic director with Rob Schiffman of Broadway's next hit musical coming to the Criterion in Medford February 19th. Deb, thanks so much for visiting today.
Oh, thank you. It was a real pleasure. I hope you'll come and see the show. It's really a lot of fun.
All right. Take care. Best of your travels.